Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
American Heritage Plantation. What a great program. And what they've done this year against a challenging schedule. And there's probably one player. There's a lot of players on the team, but one player really signifies what this team's been all about. That's Dylan Bennett. He's played both ways for this program. He's a senior, is a senior leader. He is kind enough to join us. Dylan, thanks so much for taking the time. You heard just now Andre Fernandez talk about Coach Smith and what a great job he's done. Talk about this team, and congratulations on getting back to the finals.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I would like to start off by saying, I mean, I'm so incredibly proud of the guys just for staying strong. Like you said, I heard you guys say, like, we battled through injuries, losing a lot of key pieces. But, this team is so strong-minded and so glued together so well. And, I mean, like, I really think that's a big part of us being able to come back to the state championship and have potentially go back-to-back, because I feel like without the camaraderie we have and the brotherhood, I feel like it'd be a lot harder to do what we've done. So I'm incredibly proud of the guys. I just want to give a big shout out to them. And also the coaches. Coach Mike said every week, I mean, I really do think we have the best coaching staff in the country. And I sincerely mean that.
Yeah. And not only you, I mean, look at you. I mean, you're a linebacker, but they needed you to run the ball. Bueno went down, a couple of other guys were banged up. They needed a senior leader, somebody they could depend on. You never even hesitated. You went in there, you ran the ball real well. Talk about that, because that shows a lot from your standpoint, because you're a senior and a lot of these younger guys are looking to you. Because if you're stepping up to do stuff that you don't normally do, they have to do it as well. Talk about that.
Sir.
Because talk about your leadership. Because Coach told me, he says, listen, Dylan Bennett to us is he's the heart and soul of this program because of what he does for this team. And you just gave props to everybody else. Well, let's give some props to you, Dylan, for what you've been able to do. Talk about yourself.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I do believe leading by example is, like, very important. So, I mean, you know, Bueno went down, and I know, like, it was hard for us going through the rough stretch. But, I mean, really just doing whatever I can in order for us to win, in order for us to come out on top. I mean, like, whether it's – I don't care if it's blocking, coming live, I don't care what it is. I'm very willing to do whatever it takes. And, you know, I played running back a little bit, so, I mean, I was kind of familiar with it. But it was a little bit challenging at first, you know, getting used to, like, I haven't been back there in a long time, but, you know, getting used to it and everything like that. But I ended up, sticking to it pretty well, and it started to flow. You know, we started to catch a groove and everything like that. But I do believe leading by example is important, and just seeing our guys put everybody on the lines. So, you know, it only felt right for me to do the same.
Yeah, no doubt. When you take a look at this season, you started out against St. Joe's. You're down 28-0. Okay, you came back. And then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, Chaminade the next week. Edna Carr the week after that. Miami Central the week after that. I mean, you ran a gauntlet early. You guys, your heads stood above water. You lost a tough game. You didn't win the district. You had to go play on the road in the playoffs. What was it about this team? What was it that, because I was at your second game against American Heritage, against Archbishop McCarthy, and you guys seen the, you know, you lost Wayne Early. You had a couple of other guys. And like Andre pointed out, you were without Bennett the whole year at receiver, most of the like five games. I mean, he wasn't at full strength for you. You had a quarterback that came in, had to learn the system, had to acclimate himself with everybody. I mean, this was one strange season. You have to admit that. I mean, this, a movie could be written about this.
Well, you know, we always preach keeping the main thing, because at the end of the day, you know, nobody really cares what's everybody watch. Nobody cares what's going on or what happened. Everybody really only sees what's on the scoreboard on that Friday night. So, like, you know, coach always says, keep the main thing the main thing. I mean, we know what it takes. We know injuries is part of the game. And, like, you're right. We did have some heck of an incidents and stuff like that, you know, losing players and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we got to go. We know at the end of the season, the goal is to get a state championship. So we know what needs to be done, and we know what we got to do to prepare ourselves in order to reach that goal. And that's exactly what we do week in and week out.
Yeah, no doubt. You take a look at this week's game, Saturday afternoon, same team as you faced last year. They still have a lot of the same pieces. The guy who kind of made you go, as a buddy of mine would say, is Malachi Toney's not walking back in the door this week. Obviously, he came. He rescued you guys with a tremendous performance last year. But you guys have – it seemed like – maybe this trip to Fort Walton Beach brought you closer together as a team. You were together for two straight days. You took a trip up there. You won a game on the road, 600 something miles away from home. Do you think you look back at this game and say to yourself, you know what? No matter who they put in front of us right now, we've overcome a lot of adversity.
Absolutely, and I mean, I believe we've been dealing with adversity since last year, so it's really nothing new to us. But I mean, the trip definitely has glued us even closer than before, because we, like, you know, we've been together two whole days. We understand, and like I said, you know, we understand the goal, we understand what needs to be done. So, like, all the guys, everybody, we all on the same page, and we all know what it takes to reach the goal. So we're all putting our bodies on the line, and I mean, you know, I mean, especially for us seniors, the last go around, we're gonna give it everything we got, and I completely trust everybody on that team, and I know they got my back, and I got theirs. So that's really all.
No doubt. And last year, you sent your senior class from last year out as winners in great fashion with the win over Jones. Obviously, this Saturday afternoon is going to be a big one. And want to thank you and congratulate you for all that you did for this team, because people don't realize you get a lot of accolades as individuals. You know, everybody wants that spotlight, but I don't think you get enough pats on the back for being a team player. And Dylan, you've done that. And everybody realizes what you've meant to this program, and want to congratulate you. And we will see you on Saturday at 12:30 over at FIU, and see if we can get this thing done again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Everything. Dylan Bennett, one of the top players. I'll tell you what, he did a great job this year. I mean, you know, the unsung hero. That's what he's been. And yeah, he's played running back in the past, but you know, he's pretty tough. And tough-minded, and as Andre Fernandez said, as our first guest, I mean, you know, you look at this program and they've overcome some hurdles, and with the schedule's been crazy, and they, you know, and they did a tremendous job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.